In pro football, the Green Bay Packers saw an end to their winning streak when the Chicago Bears clipped them 27-20. The face-off of New York teams ended with the Giants beating the Jets 35-24. And, well, Luke, Seattle was creamed by Pittsburgh 21-0. But the big excitement was in college football, or so I'm told, by the BPP Monday morning quarterback, Bill Wolf. Real sports fans will remember him from ESPN's Around the Horn. I remember him because he lives in my house. He's my husband.
I
Hi,
remember him
honey.
From Saturday night.
Friday night.
Friday night. When was it?
Well, thanks again for Saturday night, too, Luke.
Yeah, awkward.
Allison,
awkward.
Did you just ask a man from Atlantic City who really runs Atlantic City?
Right.
Well, you know.
Aren't you from New Jersey?
I am from New Jersey, but I'm trying to maintain my journalistic
okay,
credibility.
Well, I have no comment for the sake of the safety of my family.
Saturday night,
yeah.
You, I kid you not, you and your friend John Halley were sitting on the couch, killing a bottle of red wine, slipping through five different sporting events.
Because there are limits. I could have had more, but five was the number, yes.
But you said there was one of the events which was the best game ever, Stanford beating UC. Explain why.
Well, Stanford, it's football. It's at the L.A. Coliseum, and Stanford was playing USC, which is the juggernaut of juggernauts. I mean, it is the best team in the country. And Stanford was a 41-point underdog by Las Vegas odds. 41 points, which is like saying 1,000 to one shot. And the starting quarterback for Stanford had never started a game before. And so it really should have been a giant blowout, and it wasn't. And
Stanford was actually starting their mascot, the tree, at tailback.
Exactly. A very athletic tree, a handsome tree, a tree full of leaves.
Yeah.
But genuinely, it was simply, USC hasn't lost in Los Angeles at home since 2001.
Here's my favorite part of the story.
Yeah.
This was such a big surprise that the sports announcers even screwed up the announcement of the last touchdown. Let's take a listen.
Fourth and goal from the 10. Pritchard, straight drop, goes to the fade to the other side. Bradford, touchdown, USC! Stanford, touchdown!
I mean, Stanford, the other team!
Well, you know, you get one shot at it, and sometimes it just comes out wrong. Anyway, what you heard there was fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line. So here is Stanford, shouldn't even be in the game, and they're coming down to the end. And not only do they have to score, but they have one play on which to do it. And not only did the quarterback start for the first time ever, but the guy who caught the touchdown pass, his father had passed away earlier in the week, and he hadn't practiced with the team all week. So you're talking about sort of Hollywood drama happening in Hollywood, and David against Goliath, and this was a shot. This may be the biggest upset in college football history. A 41-point underdog at USC, darling. It was. We almost woke you up with our hooting and our hollering.
It was so close. I just remember, best game ever
for
is all I hear.
For the gamblers of the world, to the non-gamblers of the world, I cannot overstate how big of a deal a 41-point spread is. It's unheard of.
It's
anyway,
huge.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's move on to baseball, though.
Oh, sure.
So a new team on the block, relatively new team on the block, swept a legacy clubhouse. So the Cubs out.
Yeah.
Sadness, yes, expected.
Depends on who you are, you know what I mean? Expected. I think that depends. It's a very difficult thing to tell who's going to win any baseball series. The teams are fairly evenly matched. In the case of the Cubs, they were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team that came into existence in 1998. The Cubs came into existence in 1876. So
Arizona has a hot tub. They have a hot tub in center field.
Stadium,
that tells you how nouveau this freaking team is.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't be more nouveau. They've already run through like four different uniforms because they just can't decide. I mean, it's totally nouveau and horrible. I mean, it's great if you're from Arizona, but elsewise, it's quite horrible. And on the other series in the National League, the Colorado Rockies, who came into existence in 1993, swept out the Philadelphia Phillies, who came into existence in 1882. So you're talking about the newbies have defeated the old line. I mean, in the last 100 years of baseball, the Phillies and Cubs have won exactly one World Series between them. It was the Phillies in 1980. So everybody was sort of rooting for the Cubs or the Phillies to see the lovable losers overcome their legacy. You know what I mean, Allie?
So I was wondering one thing that you said on Friday night, you and Luke. I'm sitting in between you and Luke at a barbecue, and you guys are talking sports and looking at your Blackberries.
Yeah.
Sports scores.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good times for me.
Sexy, isn't it?
It's like doing the show.
And you started talking about this invasion of the gnats.
Yeah.
At the stadium when the Yankees were playing and how the gnats were swarming the pitchers. And I thought you were kind of exaggerating or embellishing until I saw the video of this. What the heck happened?
Well, they were playing in Cleveland. It was the Yankees and the Indians. And Cleveland, as you know, Allison, is on. Which Great Lake is Cleveland on? Can you name it? Lake Erie.
Mm. Thanks.
My pleasure. Anyway, when it gets warm late in the season, and it's October, so it's late in the season to be warm.
I know
warm.
It's a mistake on the lake. That's
Well, that's what they say. It's a lovely town, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
the Cleve? Everybody's talking about the Cleve.
Everybody loves the Cleve. So anyways, when it gets warm in the fall, these things called Lake Erie midges, M-I-D-G-E, which are little like mosquitoes or gnats, they swarm off the lake. And there they were in the eighth inning of the big game with the Yankees winning one game to none. And I'm sorry, losing one game to none, but winning the game one run to none. And here came a swarm of midges, and they simply attacked every player on the field, including the pitcher for the Yanks, a guy called Jabba Chamberlain, whom we've discussed on this very program before. And Jabba was so distracted by this coating of fleas that he threw two wild pitches, and Cleveland scored the tying run and went on to win that game to take a 2-0 series lead. And it was as if God himself had sent a swarm of locusts to prevent the Yankees from winning.
I knew we'd get to that point in the program.
That was my theory, but then my theory was disproved last night when, you know, God saw the Yankees win. So I actually think the Almighty doesn't care.
He can't work all week. He needs one night to himself.
I think he doesn't care, frankly.
Well, maybe the Yankees cared about Joe Torre, because George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, threatened to fire Joe Torre if the Yankees didn't make it.
Yeah. You know, around the house, Allison, I never complain about work, do I?
Not so much.
Not so much. Okay. Well, if I ever do, I encourage you to remind me of Joe Torre's plight. Here's Joe Torre. Guy's been with the Yankees for 13 or so seasons, and they never miss making it to the playoffs. That is, they succeed every year. And then yesterday, on Sunday, down two games to none, but really having a fairly successful season, the owner of the Yankees, George Steinbrenner, says, well, if the Yankees don't beat the Indians in this series, come back and pull off the miracle and win three straight, then I guess he's fired. In the newspaper, he said it. So now every single baseball fan of the world knows that Joe Torre's job is on the line. And if you think you have a tough job or a mean boss, I refer you to George Steinbrenner and Joe Torre. George Steinbrenner, who's ready to fire Joe Torre, who is successful every year. So God bless Joe Torre.
And the Yankees won last night, so
they
maybe
did.
His job is safe. By the way, we really do like Cleveland. We won't want to bag on Cleveland.
Oh,
Cleveland's
I
kind
love
of a cool
Cleveland.
Town.
Love the Cleveland.
Are you kidding me? Akron's good, too. Canton. Well, anything that has to do with Cuyahoga County is okay by me.
Bill Wolf, our Monday morning quarterback for the Bryant Park Project. I'll see you later.
I can't wait.
I'll see you, too, Bill. Saturday, same place.